Marine Corps vet David Fuller says he relies on his three-year-old pit bull, Katie. That's because he suffers from PTSD.
At night, if I'm having a panic attack, she's trained to provide therapeutic pressure, so she'll come and put her paws on my chest. Sometimes if I'm at an ATM getting money out, she'll turn and brace herself against my back so I know that nobody's going to sneak up behind me.
Those are just some of the training techniques he's been able to teach his dog through ARF's Vets and Pets program launched 7 years ago by ARF co-founder and former A's manager Tony La Russa. He says the new facility will give vets a private space to train, bond, and connect with their dogs, as well as house up to 500 more dogs a year.
Just being a companion animal is how it started. The emotional support, unconditional love every day. And that most of our veterans, that's what they have. They just have somebody that they can trust, has their back.
The goal is to eliminate the line of vets waiting for a service dog and to increase the number of rescues at the foundation. At ARF in Walnut Creek, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.